You are listening to the sound of Bill Jolly this morning in the studio with us, with his keyboard and his great musical style in the studio. Everybody, Bill Jolly, let's welcome him. Welcome, man. How you doing? Outstanding. Bill Jolly is our special guest this hour, our program. Bill is a guy who has been in music and a writer of great songs and arranger. And if you go to any special national television shows, many I've seen, Bill Jolly's the orchestra leader. He's the guy that gets it all together. He's the one that arrives like at 6 o'clock before the show in the morning, arranges everything and does his rehearsals and makes sure the sound, and not so much that he's a technical guy, but the music guy.
Bill was also the music director for Radio One's 25th anniversary.
What fun we had. I forgot you were there. Yeah, that's right. That's were there. Beyonce and Janet Jackson and all
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, major artists were there.
Music Soul Child.
Kurt Franklin. It was unbelievable. That program. That was 2-3 years ago. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 2006.
So. See, if you look up his stuff, he's done a lot of stuff, and he can't remember half of the stuff he's done already. Bill, talk to our audience a little bit about how you started. You're a West Philly guy. You grew up in Philly.
Yeah, I grew West Philly and Winfield. My dad is a gospel singer. He's been singing, you know, quartet gospel music, you know, for years. But my mom was an artist. Mm-hmm. So from a
I remember seeing you one summer down on Penn's Landing for the WRMB series. And you were out of control, man. Out of control, Kenny. He was playing everybody. Sly and the Family Stone, Earth, Wind & Fire. I mean, and you really capture the fun and the excitement of the music. I suspect throughout your career, things like this have happened. But
Well, you know what? It's funny because in a lot of music, it's really about understanding people. I kind of tell folks I get hired for things, not necessarily because I'm the best at music, but I'm probably like the one guy that can get along with the most diverse kind of personality types, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
So what happens is you have to kind of understand where they're coming from, and then that enables you to kind of bring the music about. So
Music man extraordinary. He just signed to be the orchestra leader. Is he called the conductor or the orchestra leader for Aretha
Music
Franklin?
Director.
Music director.
Yeah,
he'll direct the program. I just want to know, you probably haven't gotten there yet, but I would do anything to hear Aretha Franklin sing Amazing Grace.
God. When she called me on the phone and offered me the gig, I said, it's like dying and going to heaven. And she said, well, I don't need you to do that. I need you to be able to play.
I bet you it's one of the big moments in your career, just to get ready to work with the great Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. It's an honor, you know. It's an honor. And you look around, and at one point, you know, you don't know. And the next minute, you know, here you are in a situation. But it's all just being at the right place at the right time and being prepared for it when it comes. You know, Aretha's music tells a story. And it could be somebody else's songs. I mean, you know, once you hear her version of it, you almost forget who did the original one. You know, but not even just Aretha. There are even great songwriters now. One of my favorite songs now that tells a story that I love is this Jasmine Sullivan, Bust Your Windows.
Oh, really?
The reason I love that song is because
can
visualize exactly what she's saying. And she sings it like I can see it when she says that song.
You know, isn't she a Philadelphia girl? Jasmine
yeah, she's from Philly. Yeah. She's from Philly. But
Strawberry Mansion, I think it is.
Yeah, we almost got a chance. We almost got a chance to work together because she was actually going to do the Chaka Khan thing. But yeah, I love music that really just kind of moves you in some kind of way.
I've seen opera singers come out and perform in English and in German or whatever the language.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter that you don't know the language. The power of the voice and the way it's arranged takes you there.
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter what style it is. One of the things I learned from Grover, the things that I respected so much about Grover Washington, was that he said, you know, music, it shouldn't matter, you know, what style it is. It could be a New Orleans funeral. It could be, you know, jazz. It could be blues. It could be pop. It could be R&B. It could be country. Whatever it is, you know, it's like, you know, music is music. And Duke Ellington said, you know, there's only two types of music, good and bad.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, right.
You know?
Bill, you know, a lot of your work is behind the scenes, but you also do a lot of work with children. Can you talk a little bit about some of the work that you've done? I know you have done some directing of the All City High School Jazz Band. Can you give us a little bit of information about that?
That was really cool. They wanted me to go into the school system and actually conduct the best kids from each of the high schools, the best of the jazz musicians. And I went in and wrote 3 songs, and we put on a concert, and it was just, I guess, so much enjoyment out of working with the kids just as much as I do working with the elderly and other folks, because I really think the real power in music is, I mean, I enjoy the big award shows and things like that, but the real power of it is how do you move regular folks? They really appreciate it strictly because of the music. I still consider myself just a big kid. You know, I may get a call. I may have to do an Alicia Keys tune or a Snoop Dogg tune, or I may be doing a film or whatever. You really just kind of have to stay in touch with everything that's going on in the music business if you're going to continue to make it as a full-time career like I've done.
Right. It's your passion. And yes. So many people don't realize that if you follow your passion, the money will come. You'll be able to support yourself. You'll be fine. But if you're passionate about what you do every day that you wake up, you want to go to work.
And treat people right. You know, because a lot of it is the relationships that you have, you know. I mean, sure. One of the reasons I'm here is because Ian and I are cool.
Well, you'd be here if we were cool. You're a master at what you do, man. Hoda Bey is standing by in Southwest Philadelphia. Good morning. You're on 107.9 WRNB.
Good morning. This is Hoda. How are you?
Hoda, how are you?
All right. E, I want to say hi to you and, of course, Bill Jolly. It is an honor.
Thank you.
I admire and respect you. I appreciate your banner that I hear on WHYY for the news, and also I understand you're saying dealing with KYW. And, Bill, I love the way you move when you're playing, because I feel the same way whether I'm just listening or playing myself, the movement, the rhythm, and everything. I just love it. And I had the opportunity to see you at the Kimmel, and I just loved it. You had a beautiful spirit about you. I watched you organize and everything, and everything was smooth going and free flow. Everything was just in sync, and I just loved it. And I'm wondering, is there any way that I could either mentor or, stay in touch with you? Because I have some lyrics and songs that I would love for you to critique for me.
Sure. Well,
that's good. And, you know, while I'm at it, I believe you have CDs out, and I believe that you have a website.
Yeah, so it's just BillJolly.com.
Okay.
BillJolly.com.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can go and you can reach me all kinds of, from there.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? It's Tavon Jones.
Hey, Tavon, how are you?
Great, great. I was just calling to let Bill know that he actually produced a song for me called Let Freedom Ring. It was a theme song from Freedom Theater when I was attending Freedom Theater like about 5 or 6 years ago. I wondered if he remembered. I actually have a copy of it. I'm going to send it to him. When we were at your house doing it, you were really into it. You were into it more than I was.
He gets like that. He totally gets like that.
Yeah. I'll make sure I mail that to you.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
Let me welcome one of my favorite elected people who, at this point, has to be the czar of city council. She knows just what's happening everywhere.
Yes.
She is Councilwoman Blondell Reynolds Brown. Good morning, Councilwoman.
Good morning to the 107.9 family. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning.
Guest. Hello.
Good to see you.
I joined a long list of fans who love Billy Jolly.
That's great. It's great because you know what? There are a lot of folk in town who do know you and know your music and appreciate it, and others who have just seen you and say, "Wow!" Uh-huh. First time, like Elroy when he and I were watching you at the Kimmel Center Jam a few weeks back. But Councilwoman, I'm glad you called in because you add some level of a credibility to our salute to Bill Jolly this morning.